Best Magic Collector Booster Boxes in 2026. The Hobbit, Strixhaven, Marvel, Lorwyn and TMNT. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low and the details matter. Using Puzzlewick's affiliate links is one way to support this guide, at no extra cost to you. Choose The Hobbit for Tolkien book cover and Dragon Horde treatments. Secrets of Strixhaven for a concentrated mystical archive. Marvel Superheroes for comic cover presentation. Lorwyn Eclipsed for magic native fable, woodcut and reversible land art. And Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for comic history frames and source material cards. Buy exact singles when you want exact cards, and buy a complete deck when the goal is to play. Each of these five collector displays contains 12 15-card packs. None guarantees a serialized card, headliner, profitable opening or complete set. Collector boosters are not a cleverer version of ordinary packs. They are a different kind of evening. Premium treatments, short print possibilities and an unusual amount of suspense packed into very little cardboard. That can be delightful. It can also be a spectacularly inefficient way to obtain one exact card. This guide compares five current 2026 displays using Wizards of the Coast collecting guides, exact product pages, card records and dated market context, checked September 1. We did not open these boxes for this article. Publisher facts, market observations and Puzzlewick recommendations are kept visibly separate. The sensible question is not which box can produce the loudest screenshot, it is which box still sounds enjoyable after the rarest card is removed from the fantasy. Five boxes, five different reasons to open them, these are not ranked by theoretical jackpot. The Hobbit is the literary art lane. Strixhaven is the spell archive. Marvel and Turtles are two different comic traditions. Lorwyn is magic returning to its own peculiar countryside. The best choice is the one whose ordinary treatments you would still enjoy after removing the serialized card from the product page. TCG Player's Q2 2026 Marketplace Report placed Secrets of Strixhaven first, and Marvel Superheroes fourth among new release sets measured by gross merchandise value from April 1 through June 30. Releases earlier in the quarter had longer to sell. Its homepage bestsellers module later showed the Hobbit play display, but the module did not disclose a measurement window. Those are attention and sales signals, not collector box expected value. Margot says, if the box is only attractive while the rarest card is in the daydream, the box has already answered you. What a collector display actually contains each of the five displays in this comparison contains 12 collector boosters with 15 magic game cards per pack, 180 game cards before separate extras. The Hobbit also includes one foil box topper. Tokens and art cards should not be counted as extra playable spells. A collector display, a one-pack listing, a gift or codex bundle and a fixed collector's edition commander deck are different products. Read the set, language, pack count and seller. If the title says one pack while the photograph shows a carton, the title wins the argument until the seller clarifies it. Robert says, 12 times 15 is not glamorous, but it has saved more expensive mistakes than glamour ever did. The Hobbit, by the Illustrated Journey, not the Dragon Lottery book cover frames, Dragon Horde treatments, dwarvish text and classic artists interpreting Middle-earth give The Hobbit several distinct visual languages. Its 12-pack display adds a traditional foil box topper from the classic artist treatment pool. Compare the same art family across finishes before paying. Non-foil and traditional foil book cover or Dragon Horde versions can appear in play boosters. Surge foils are the collector-specific reason to spend more. The five dwarvish cards remain printed in dwarvish even when opened from an English pack. The approximately 500 gleaming gold smog copies are a scarce possibility, not a published per box chance. The lovely detail Margot would point out through the glass, the Dragon Horde frame has a missing scale. Notice the design even when it is not the most expensive object in the binder. Yumi says, pick three frames you would be happy to meet twice. That is a much kinder opening plan than demanding one golden dragon. Secrets of Strixhaven. The spell art library each Strixhaven collector booster contains at least three mystical archive cards, including dedicated uncommon and rare or mythic slots. Play boosters also contain archive cards, so access alone is not the premium distinction. Collector packs concentrate the archive and add finish possibilities, such as the collector-only silver scroll foil. Japanese mystical archive cards retain Japanese text. The serialized emeritus of ideation can appear in collector boosters of any language, but the serialized card itself is English. A premium printing changes presentation. It does not rewrite the spell or make an illegal card legal. The Codex bundle is the smaller experiment, 6 play boosters and 2 collector boosters plus its specified lands, promos and accessories. Compare the whole object. 2 premium packs do not magically become 1/6 of a display in every other respect. Margot says, the same spell can wear 3 gowns. Write down which gown you love before the auctioneer begins. Marvel Superheroes. Choose the comic language first. Marvel's 12-pack display reaches across the main set, commander-related material and source material cards. Those categories are not interchangeable for format legality. The classic comic treatment is a reason to inspect the gallery before opening. It is a comic cover presentation rather than a border merely being removed. Classic comic cards are English even in collector boosters of other languages. Do not confuse the display with a collector's edition commander deck. The deck is a fixed 100-card Surgefoil product. The display is randomized. The predictable product is not less sophisticated. It simply answers a different question. Imani says, comic history, deck function and opening theatre are 3 different conversations. Invite all 3 but do not let one answer for the others. Lorwyn Eclipsed. The card picture lesson Lorwyn is the strongest contrast to the licensed sets. Pastoral Lorwyn and unsettling Shadowmoor sharing a boundary. Fable Frame cards are not all collector exclusive. Some non-foil and traditional foil versions can also appear in play boosters. The reversible shock lands are the best visual lesson. Each face has different art and identical functionality. Blood Crypt does not transform into a secret second card. The Woodcut Special Guests follow another split: non-foil versions in play boosters, traditional foils in collector boosters. Rebecca Gwai's serialized Bitterbloom Bearer is a headliner, not a requirement for enjoying the rest of the set. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Comic history with the volume turned up, silhouette art, sewer frames, source material reprints, Japan Showcase and Kevin Eastman's 4 signature headliners give the Turtle set several genuinely different visual routes. The signature is a printed treatment. It is not a claim that Eastman personally signed the physical card in your pack. Non-foil source material cards can appear in play and collector boosters. Traditional foil source material cards are a collector possibility. Non-foil and traditional foil silhouette cards can appear in both. The Pizza Bundle is the cheerful smaller route. 9 play boosters and 1 collector booster plus its specified lands and promos. Yumi says, the loud box is allowed to be fun. Your job is simply to know whether you wanted pizza, a deck or 12 premium wrappers. Final Fantasy is the important language exception. Final Fantasy remains part of the comparison even though the exact English collector display in Puzzlewick's catalogue showed unavailable for Keller, Texas during the September 1 check. That is a dated listing observation, not a claim that the box cannot be found elsewhere. The serialized golden traveling chocobo can appear only in English language collector boosters. Lorwyn's serialized Bitterbloom Bearer can appear in collector boosters of any language, but is itself English. One set's rule should never be casually pasted onto another set, because both boxes happen to use the word collector. Final Fantasy artist cards also appear in play boosters. Loving their artwork does not require paying for a premium display. Imani says, language is part of product identity. A bargain in the wrong language is only a bargain if it still leads to the card you meant to collect. Read probability claims without letting them read your wallet. Can contain does not mean will contain. A percentage attached to a slot may cover a family of cards rather than the one card pictured beside it. A print count does not become a per-box probability unless the relevant population and distribution are known. Before opening, name 3 ordinary outcomes that would still satisfy you: a binder page of 1 frame, several favorite characters, and an evening opening packs with a friend, for example. If the only acceptable result is 1 serialized card, you have described an exact single you want rather than an enjoyable randomized box. A seller's asking price is not a completed sale. Condition, finish, language, fees, shipping, and the time required to find a buyer all matter. Puzzlewick does not assign these boxes a guaranteed return or extrapolate from 1 lucky video. Give the opening a finish line before the first wrapper set a budget and a collecting rule first. Sort into 4 destinations. Active Deck, Display Collection, Trade File and Ordinary Storage. Identify the exact finish and language before searching comparable sales. Photograph anything suspicious or damaged before attempting a repair. The routine is deliberately unromantic because it protects the romantic part, the moment when a card really does make the room go quiet. Protect the card for the job it will do, a card being shuffled, a card being displayed, and a card travelling to a trade need different protection. Use correctly sized standard sleeves for magic. Put a soft sleeve between a card and a rigid top loader. Do not force a double-sleeved card into a holder merely because the package uses the word standard. Keep drinks away from the opening surface. Avoid improvised heat, bending or pressure treatments on valuable foils. If a product arrives damaged or suspicious, preserve the packaging and check the return process before experimenting. Robert says, "More plastic is not more protection when the card bows. Fit is the rule, restraint is the trick. Choose the purchase that matches the goal want to play tonight. Buy a complete deck or teaching product. Want one named card? Buy that card after checking the exact printing. Want the ceremony of opening premium art with uncertain contents? That is the honest collector booster use case. None of those goals is morally superior. Trouble begins when the product for one goal is sold to yourself as the solution to another. Final verdict. Buy the box whose ordinary premium art you want, not the box whose rarest screenshot you envy. The Hobbit is the literary object, Strixhaven the spell archive, Marvel and Turtles two different comic traditions, and Lorwyn the magic native art study. For a deck, buy a deck. For one card, buy the card. For an opening night, set the budget and finish line before the first wrapper. Frequently asked questions. Are all cards in a magic collector booster foil? Number each set uses a defined mixture of slots, and some slots can contain non-foil cards. Read the exact set collecting guide rather than treating collector as every card is foil. Does a collector booster box guarantee a serialized card or headliner? Number serialized cards and headliners are rare possible outcomes, not promised box contents. None of Puzzlewick's recommendations depends on opening one. How many cards are in these five collector booster boxes? Each named display has 12 collector boosters with 15 game cards per pack, for 180 game cards. The Hobbit also includes one separate traditional foil box topper. Which Magic collector booster box is best for Tolkien fans? The Hobbit has the clearest Tolkien collecting identity through book cover, dragon horde, dwarvish and classic artist treatments. Compare cheaper versions and exact singles before choosing the 12-pack display. Which Magic collector booster box is best for spell art? Secrets of Strixhaven is the focused spell art route because each collector booster contains at least three mystical archive cards and can contain premium archive finishes. Is Lorwyn Eclipsed a crossover set? Number Lorwyn Eclipsed returns to a magic native setting and contrasts Lorwyn and Shadowmoor aesthetics. Its collecting hooks include fable frames, woodcut special guests and reversible Shockland art. Is the Kevin Eastman signature card hand-signed? The Turtles headliner uses a printed signature treatment. It should not be described as an individually hand-signed physical card. Can a non-English Final Fantasy collector booster contain the serialized golden traveling chocobo? Number Wizard states that the serialized golden traveling chocobo can appear only in English language Final Fantasy collector boosters. Is a collector's edition commander deck a collector booster box? Number The commander product is a fixed deck with specified contents. A collector booster display contains randomized packs. Do premium treatments change card legality? A treatment does not itself grant format legality. Legality follows the card identity, set classification and current format rules. Should I buy a collector booster box to get one exact card? Usually no. If one named card is the goal, compare the exact single and printing. A randomized display is best treated as paid opening entertainment with uncertain contents. How should I protect a valuable pull? Use a correctly sized soft sleeve first. Add an appropriate rigid holder for storage or transit if needed, and never force a card or improvise heat, bending or pressure treatments.